Monday, August the 4th,
1997. Thank you for making positions more comfortable this
time. I'm sorry if it was too much for you. Slightly more than usual.
Generally more understanding of other people, I think, and probably more understanding himself, which is...
Yes. This one, dear friends, is gaining lesson of tolerance towards others and their thoughts. I think you now can listen more intently to another.
That's probably true, yes.
Yes, I can tell you are much more tolerant to
for 5 or 6 minutes.
Thank you. Now, your lady face.
I think, I'm still learning this lesson, which I think it's a lot to do with forgiveness. More than anything. A question I've been asking myself recently, and the answer that comes to me is to do with forgiveness. And that's what I'm trying to do, I think.
You are working well, but what you have achieved, dear one, is your awareness of the self and the knowledge that you have become a stronger person in gaining this insight, this awareness. You now move forward onto other lessons. But the understanding of yourself has been your main achievement.
Thank you for always somehow answering the questions with my further sleep. Thank you.
I, of course, know much which is within your hearts and your minds, but sometimes it is good for you all to voice what you feel amongst yourselves, because in expressing yourself with words, you are opening your heart to others. Do you all understand this?
Yes.
Thank you. No,
Paul, I didn't mention the name, so it's on record.
I think I'm growing in trust. Less doubts now. It's something I'm still working with, but trusting in life and in people and in the future.
Is Mason also trusting in your own thoughts? That is the most important lesson for you. But yes, you are right. Trust is a big issue with you in this lifetime. So I say only this to you, continue, and you will grow.
Thank you. I suppose it's something I've got to learn with experience.
It is within your heart. Express it well, and with experience, always you have more knowledge, of course. But all that you need to know lies within your heart. Thank you. Yes.
Mark? Yeah, I'm starting to understand that I have got a pathway, but I don't really feel I've integrated it. I don't feel I've really integrated my pathway with my everyday awareness yet.
Yes. Is there any more?
I'm sure I've learnt lots of things, but it's been very gradual, and it's been a very gradual sort of your teaching has been very sort of very gradual, and it's difficult to remember how you were exactly.
Yes, this one, has the lesson of hope, to which he is still struggling. But let me say this to you. It will come to you before your lifetime here has ended. You have struggled with many doubts and thoughts on all aspects of living. But you will attain the lesson of hope. It is within your grasp. So, continue with your journey and you will achieve your goal. Thank you.
Sam?
I'm enjoying learning what you have to teach us. And I find it very easy now to go out amongst people and try and feel my way, see how much I can get others to respond to what I have to say in a very gentle way. I also find it very easy now to be with people and make people happy. So I think where I've improved is I'm beginning to understand people much better and less critical of people. Trying to see the good in them and not the bad.
Yes, there's one difference. What you are speaking of is the lesson of modesty when it comes to association with many people. I hope you take the word modesty in the way that I give it to you. You need, my dear friend, to calm your thoughts at times. But yes, you do go forward and you bring with your enthusiasm that lesson of modesty which prevents you from forcing yourself upon others. You understand?
Yes.
That is the lesson that you are learning. Thank you.
Margaret?
I don't really know what to say because I'm so happy when I come here and I've learned a lot about happiness and making people happy.
Yes.
And I'm more contented with my life now than I've ever been.
Yes, and your lesson, my dear friend, this time around has been one of patience, and I think you agree with me when I say that you find it more increasingly easier to tolerate others and to show more patience with them.
Yes, that's
right.
Thank you.
Sue?
We will leave that one.
Right. Lydia?
Well, I find great strength from the teachings which you've given to us. I do fall a bit short. Many times are not quite so easy. I'm hard to remember, but I do. I find great strength from
yes.
Hope I've grown spiritually as well.
My dear friends, there can be no doubt that you all have grown so much since the past 3 minutes. Please do not doubt this. There is no question. that each one of you has grown. I wish you could see how bright you shine since first I came to you. But as you cannot, then please accept my words when I tell you that you are beacons of individual light when you leave this room. Before your lights were dimmer, but now I say to you, each one grows brighter and brighter as our association continues. Now, let me return to Lady. This one has needed much strength in her lifetime, and she has suffered from many doubts. So her lesson for herself has been strength in her own convictions, and she also still struggles. She brings these doubts to herself and always questions what she knows to be right. I think she would agree with me. Please.
That is the lady on the left, then?
The one known to us as Lydia.
Oh, no, it's still with Lydia, thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You heard all that, did you, Lydia?
Most of it.
Most of it. We all have a record anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sure she would agree with you.
She gives much upliftment to others, but fails to do so for herself. Thank you.
You think I've met, did you, Lynn?
Yes, yes, I understand that.
Yes. I beg your love and I. Go on.
Okay, well, I just feel as I'm getting the flow, following my intuition.
Yes. But you, my dear friend, have struggled throughout this lifetime with the fear of many things, fear of yourself also. Would you not agree?
Yes.
Yes. But as life continues for you, you have developed a sense of strength within yourself, although it does not subside the fears within you. Your lesson this time around is fear. And you must, my dear friend, learn to let go of all fear. It is a negative energy which you can do without. Fear not, you are protected.
Thank you.
This is a lady who also can teach others to fear not, but does not teach herself the same lessons. I think she would understand. Yes.
in and am conscious of, anyway I can put it, this great vistas of opportunity ahead. And great happiness, as somebody else has mentioned. And a tremendous companionship all the time. It is something which I never used to experience, and I find it difficult fully to realize the amount of companionship I do get now. I know it does exist. And I think you will understand when I say that I think I am learning the secret of spiritual growth and giving to others in spite of myself.
Yes. I think of what Larry Vai, what is going on in your life at this time. In this lifetime difference, you have learned to encapsulate the love given by many. You have given much, and you have received much. But you needed to learn in this lifetime that what you give, you must receive tenfold. And as you reach your mature years, you have reached the understanding. You have reached that vista, as you put it, the vista of love which surrounds you always. Your lessons this time have been lessons of loss, which you have coped with well. And I would say that for the main part, you have achieved. But sometimes creeps in a little sadness at that loss, when you should be rejoicing instead of allowing sadness to creep in. You understand?
Yes, I do. It doesn't often happen. It's just very occasionally.
No, but let me say, dear friend, that in this lifetime you have learned well.
Thank you.
I would say to each one of you that it makes me so happy to be associated with each one in your own individual pattern of existence. To see you come together as one force of light, to bring with you love and the strength of the whole. Now, I will say about the lady who cannot speak at this time, that he has much also to learn from this lifetime. Her pathway at times has been quite rocky, I would say. So, I would say also that this one has come to learn the lesson of forgiveness and patience. Each important in its own way. And again, I would say She struggles with warmth, but ultimately will gain as life continues for her.
Good.
So, you could, if you have questions this time, I will take one before I leave.
Thank you. Yes, I have one which I think will interest everybody. We have heard much about your schools of learning, the halls of learning, and we have had people speaking to us from your worlds who classified themselves as keepers of the records and have explained the types of record they were interested in. But in view of the incomprehensible number of records there must be of people in your worlds, I have wondered how they are stored and how access is allowed. Are they stored as a form of energy which can be drawn upon by those conversant with the process of so doing? They can't all be inscribed on vellum, I imagine.
We have spoken before of rooms of knowledge, but when we speak of storing all of these lives, it is a thought form. It can be materialized onto, you call vellum, but it is a different material we speak of.
Mm-hmm.
But it is stored in the thought energy form.
I thought it must be.
We do not keep libraries as you know them on the earth planets. But you know the power of thought can produce anything you so desire.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to be in touch with these records, we have keepers, as you know, who would be, shall we say, in charge, but that is not the correct words to use. We have the keepers of records when they are allowed to materialize. You see, people who wish to look at these records, and all of you could, if you so wished and desired, take that step into our world to look at these records. There is no reason why you could not. So, you understand that they would not be able to use the thought form. So, we have to provide something they are familiar with. You understand?
Yes, I do. The thought form is beyond them, yes. Beyond their understanding.
Yes.
So,
it is made available to them in our schools of learning and in our rooms of records.
And that is the job of the keepers.
Yes.
To translate them, as it were, from the thought pattern into an acceptable method for the inquirer to understand.
Yes. Yes. It is not as simple as it would seem.
No, I don't suppose it is.
But for your earthly understanding, we use the term records and school of learning because those are terms that you would understand and words that are available to you on your planet.
Yes, thank you.
Yet, when we speak over deep matters, always the difficulty is in trying to translate the spiritual aspect of living to those of you.
Yes, I imagine it must be very, very difficult. Mm. It's like a school, a newborn child trying to understand a computer.
Yes, if you can equate that, then you begin to have a little understanding of the gap between us.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many stages which you must pass through to begin to understand the pure energy God has.
Mm-hmm.
When that stage is reached, there is no need of explanation. It is there. The understanding is there. Therefore, no words are necessary. No records are necessary. No teachers are necessary. All is of the same energy.
I see. Yes, you certainly got an awful lot to learn. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Is that a little clearer to you?
Is that a little clearer, then, let's say?
Oh, yes, sorry, I was thinking of something. Yes, it is. Yes, of course we don't understand it, but it certainly is clearer. It removes a lot of misconceptions I had about the keeping of records.
Yes, you are visualizing moments. You are seeing earthly visions. When in fact you should be expanding your vision to higher ideals.
True.
No, I think at this time I must leave you. And I say to you all, dear friends, continue your lives in love and hope, in the knowledge that each one is surrounded by those loved ones and helpers who are close to you. Know that what we aim to achieve is the reality. And if you can continue to be patient, we can achieve.
We all thank you very sincerely for what you have told us tonight. And I love those with you.